This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You are tuned into the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church podcast for the week. Well, you will hear the teaching and the preaching of the senior pastor of Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Matthew L. Browning. This podcast is an extension of the ministry where the Word of God is magnified, Jesus is glorified, and understanding is fortified. After the message, information will be given about our church location, phone number, and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. So now, let's join Reverend Browning with the Word of God already in progress.
Amen. And the Bible says in Luke 2:7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Make room for Jesus. He says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. Make room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. He says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. Will you bow your heads with us? Father God, we come before you right now and we thank you for your blessings and for your mercy. Father, speak to us today. Somebody is down in the valley of despair. But Lord God, let them know that you are right there. Allow them to know that weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Touch somebody. Heal somebody. Restore somebody. Sanctify somebody. Give somebody some joy so that they may proclaim the joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. Father God, move all in this place. Move from heart to heart and from breath to breath. Let them know, Lord God, that they need to make room for you and that you are standing at the door. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, do we pray? Amen. In the season that we're in, and in the accounts of Jesus Christ coming to seek out that which is lost, we see some of the saddest things happen. Some of the saddest words on earth are, we do not have room for you. And some of us in our lives have experienced those words. When you've gone to apply for a job, they say, we don't have room for you. When we have tried to do something for the good of mankind, trying to do something, we have heard those words say, there's not room for you. What if every time you went to the grocery store to buy food, they say, there's not room for you? What if you went to the hospital and they said to you, there's not room for you here? Those are some very, very sad words. Jesus knew the sound of those words. He was still in Mary's womb. When the innkeeper said, we don't have room for you. And you know, when you don't make room for Jesus, some stuff can start happening in your life. We don't make room for Jesus, life rolls in like a flood. When you don't make room for Jesus, even when you make room for him, life's still going to give you some ups and downs. But oh, isn't it wonderful to know that you have Jesus on board, that you've made room for Jesus. Yeah, and when he was hung on the cross, wasn't the message one of the utter rejection? We do not have room for you in this world. So they hung him on the cross because they say we don't have room for you, Jesus, in this world. And so Jesus comes, and he comes, oh, not looking for a greatness for himself, but looking for a men and women that are lost. And so even before we knock and ask, Jesus is standing there at the innkeeper's there, and he's knocking on the door through his mother Mary, and the doorkeeper says, there is no room for you here. No room for you here. Even today, Jesus is given the same treatment. He goes from heart to heart, asking if he may enter. He's asking the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's asking if he might enter. And he says, look, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. He says, if anyone, it doesn't make a difference what your social economic background is. It doesn't make